This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio you control. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. You can call in to talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Bonnie,
and Ian.
And we're here on Talk Radio talking about talk radio because it's in sort of a state of flux right
it's
now.
It's meta.
It's meta. It is.
Yeah.
But with the rise of podcasting and, you know, people doing shows on YouTube. I mean, we're on video as well. I mean, it's not like we're failing to adapt with the changes that are happening. But a lot of places are, among those, I presume. Well, I'm sure Rush Limbaugh does video as well, doesn't he?
He does. As I understand it, you got to pay.
Naturally. See, ours is free. You can watch us on dlive.freetalklive.com or twitch.freetalklive.com. You can watch us later on YouTube if you want to do that for whatever stupid reason.
By the way, I talked to Jeremy from Library over this weekend. They had the Porcupine Day festivities in New Hampshire on Saturday. Actually, Bonnie and I both went to. I took the night off from the show to go to this. This was the five-year celebration that the Free State Project held to sort of call a close to their five-year move window, because that started in February of 2016, so it is now over. That doesn't mean the Free State Project is over. They're going to continue recruiting people to migrate here, as I think that they should do. I used to think that they should shut down, but they were pretty persuasive that they've been doing really well in the last couple of years. Anyway, Jeremy Kaufman, who's the founder of Library, which is a decentralized blockchain-based video hosting service, which is an awesome thing, by the way, LBRY.com. He was there, and I did speak with him. They are in the testing process of doing streaming on Library. And so, you know, we're sort of on the short list of shows that they may be coming to. I mean,
and they probably wouldn't get kicked off, right?
I would hope that they wouldn't kick us off, because they came to us a long time ago about Library, and Free Talk Live is on Library, and Free Keen is on Library. So it seems like a no-brainer that we should also be streaming to their new website, which is called Odyssey, O-D-Y-S-E-E.
Okay.
So they've sort of put a front end, if you will, onto the whole Library thing, and so they're competing with YouTube as a decentralized system. What I did learn about Library streaming is it's actually still centralized, so it's not peer-to-peer streaming. They're not doing that, but they do have their own centralized streaming service, so it's like, all right, we should be on that. So hopefully we'll have something to announce about that sooner rather than later.
Awesome. I keep intending to put Bad Movie Club on Library, but I haven't actually gotten around to it. We watched Sharktopus versus Werewolf Sunday.
Really?
And it was, I cannot recommend it. not even as a bad movie. It was one of those made-for-sci-fi bad movies that you know is going to be bad, and it's trying to be bad.
Made for the Sci-Fi Channel?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just, it's not enjoyable. There was no humor in it. It was just, I regret the fact that I watched that.
It was no Sharknado then, huh?
I haven't watched Sharknado. Okay. I did watch Sharkensaw, Women's Prison Massacre, and there's video of that if you want to check it out. That's badmovieclub.us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, it just forced to our YouTube channel.
.us? You know that money goes to the U.S. government, right?
I didn't.
Okay, now you know.
So I did not know that then. But that's the URL at the moment.
Yeah. Hey, so what do you recommend? Like, what you've been doing this Bad Movie Club for how many weeks now?
Maybe 2 months.
What's the worst? What's the best worst movie you've seen?
Killer Raccoons 2, Dark Christmas in the Dark. Hands down, it's gloriously stupid. No, but if you really want to go all out there and see the worst of the worst, it's Dude Bro Party Massacre 3.
Okay.
There is no one or two, obviously. Dude Bro Party Massacre 3 is the dumbest thing you will ever watch, and
wow,
you will be dumber after watching it.
That I don't know if I want to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that
far. It's bad enough just reading people about double masking on Twitter.
It's up there with double and triple masking. Killer Raccoons 2, Dark Christmas in the Dark, though, is enjoyable, and it's, yeah, I would recommend that one.
Okay.
So back to the subject of talk radio. Conventional radio's decline appears to have accelerated sharply during the pandemic.
Yes, it has. Okay. And that is due to also it's happening to news media as far as like newspapers. Also was on a decline prior to 2020, but definitely declining more sharply after that. And that's because, frankly, advertising dollars dried right up. So, you know, companies that were actually advertising on the radio and in newsprint, for instance, probably television as well, that were advertising now all of a sudden didn't have customers coming through the door. So they didn't have the budget anymore to actually pay for the advertising that they were doing. So you had companies that were advertising canceling ads. It's like basically right. saying, hey, we don't have any money anymore, so we can't pay you for the ads that we already agreed to buy. So some companies are just saying, sorry. And then so how do you keep your radio station on the air? How do you keep your newspaper in print if you don't have any advertisers? I mean, these are historically ad-driven business models, and that whole business model just evaporated basically overnight thanks to the government and their various different restrictions. So it's tough out there for a lot of radio station owners, although it's probably even tougher for the big mega corporations because they already had huge debt loads that their companies were struggling to pay off prior to COVID. They were already, companies like iHeartMedia, which used to be known as Clear Channel, and Cumulus Media, these are two of the largest companies in America. Both of them have gone through bankruptcy proceedings in the last several years, last few years.
Does the government give them money to stay alive?
That's a good question. Honestly, I haven't heard about that happening. It wouldn't surprise me if they have, but for whatever reason, I haven't seen the news on that.
The story mentions that at some point. Mm-hmm. It says they filed for bankruptcy protection or something. I don't know exactly what that means. But it probably has a help talk media that for the last year, one of the only things that we've really had to talk about has been the pandemic. Otherwise, news has been extraordinarily slow throughout the last year.
Yeah, and I hate it.
And people are probably sick of talking about it, sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of it. Daily commutes have been disrupted by stay-at-home orders and a new work-from-home culture, wiping out part of radio's lucrative, quote, drive-time audience. It's unclear whether those listeners will return after the pandemic subsides and traffic jams return.
Yeah, that is true. I saw the numbers about that NPR was publishing, that their radio listenership dropped by like 25%.
Really?
Yeah, because people aren't driving to work.
Talk radio's older demographics were a weakness even before the pandemic, said Jerry Del Caliano, a New York University business professor. Turned off by the host's occasional nastiness and seeking younger customers, many blue-chip companies have stopped advertising on talk radio shows, leaving the stations with smaller sponsors who pay less.
Yes, some advertisers will not buy talk radio. Doesn't matter whether it's left or right-wing or whatever. They will not buy what is considered controversial programming because they don't want to be associated with it. They don't want to be part of some sort of a boycott. You know, they're afraid of that kind of publicity, so they stay away from it. And that has resulted in, and I think they're about to say this in the article, but that's resulted in a different kind of advertiser. You'll hear people like, not that I listen to his show, but I've been told that this is going on by Mark Edge, one of our co-hosts, that you'll hear Rush Limbaugh doing what they call per inquiry or per acquisition calls, so or advertisements, and that means that if Rush Limbaugh is like promoting a thing on the air and you call the number that he gives out, then Rush gets paid. So they didn't pay Rush to do the ad. They pay him on the back end if, you know, they sell a tractor or whatever it is that.
That's how it often works with YouTube advertisers as well. You know, these VPN companies like finding YouTube channels, and they give you a special URL, and if someone actually uses that URL, you get paid.
Yeah, or like affiliate links too.
Correct. So for a company like, or for a broadcaster like Rush Limbaugh to have to resort to affiliate links, I mean the radio equivalent of an affiliate link.
Yeah,
that's a tough time.
So Limbaugh-style talk radio was originally a solution to the industry's technical and business problems. By the 1980s, AM radio had lost out to the higher fidelity FM band as the preferred medium for music, the most popular kind of radio programming. As rock, pop, country, and other formats migrated to FM, AM stations faced an existential crisis. What to do? The answer, talk and news, neither of which required high fidelity. Limbaugh proved to not only be wildly popular, but also cost-effective. In 88, a savvy former ABC radio executive... Man, they fluff out a lot of this. All they had to do was carry Rush Limbaugh's program, set aside 4 minutes per hour for ads that McLaughlin's company sold to national sponsors, and the stations got to sell the remaining commercial time to local advertisers, and according to this, they got Rush's show for free.
That must have been the early days, because that changed.
It does say 1988, yeah. So 603-283-6160, this is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.fm Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.fm Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live with Aria, Ian, and Bonnie. And I want to say thank you to Gavin, who is tonight's amplifier. This means he's a member of the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. This is how we get on more radio stations. People who contribute to that are directly helping us do so. Gavin, thank you so much for your support. All we ask to join the program is $5 per month. That gets you membership into the program and a number of cool little perks. Like, technically, we still have an amp-only call-in line. There's an amp-only Facebook group that I don't think anyone ever really joins anymore because no one
don't
really
talk about that anymore.
But other cool little stuff, check it out, amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. Gavin, thank you so much. We hope you continue helping us get on more radio stations.
The new cool thing is the amps / supporters chat room that we have on the Matrix server. So if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, all you got to do is just send me a message on the Matrix server, and there's instructions on how to do this. Whenever you sign up for the AMP program, I'll send you the instructions on how to do this, but you send me a message with your AMP email so I know it's actually you, sure. And then I will add you to that room.
That's very cool. Yeah, Facebook, they are really in a decline these days, man.
Good.
I've looked at the, I didn't like calculate it or anything, but since the first ban in October, not the first ban, but the ban in October shortly after the news about my campaign went viral, I have been unbanned exactly 13 days.
Are you banned right now?
Yes.
What's the latest one for?
This time, I don't know, man. I mentioned something about Bitcoin.
Okay.
And I put hashtag Bitcoin. And then
that should be safe.
You would think.
I mean, Elon Musk can do it.
Then suddenly I got banned for a post that I had made on December the 4th, more than a month before.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
What was that about?
I don't recall.
Okay.
But
that's scary.
It's suspicious. The last time I was banned, it was because of something related to Bitcoin. And immediately afterward, I got hit with another 30-day ban. So it's hard to not even be upset
anymore.
Now
you can just do other things with your time.
Yeah. Well, I never use Facebook much anyway, right? Because every time I post, I end up getting banned no matter what it is that I post. It's stupid. I don't know why I keep doing it, except it's such a minuscule thing to me that, hey, if it works, I might as well say something there. And
maybe
you
just like being abused? I don't know.
Not by Facebook.
I don't know what you're into.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got the Anarcho-Republican calling. Anarcho-Republican, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the greetings from Anaconda, Montana.
Hello.
Anyway, this talk about the decline of talk radio is really distressing to me, especially given the deplatforming on the other media outlets there are, because they seem like they're just all on the same page, the same leftist, propaganda is perpetrated on them. And it's sad to see the decline of it, but I can attest it's true because I've gotten to a point where radio is my main media, and the local station here, I mean, they only play about 6 different commercials, all local commercials. And I used to get real angry about the commercials, because they drive me crazy. And then I realized, wait a minute, these are the people that are supporting your information.
That's right.
When for them, you wouldn't have it at all.
Yeah.
Sometimes they play them 3 or 4 times an hour, the same commercials.
Wow.
It is a bad thing, and we got to realize how much information. But the great thing about radio is that at night, you can pick up stations that are thousands of miles away, and people just sort of find you, and that's how I found you guys.
Yeah.
I just happened to tune into you.
Yeah, I love radio.
The internet isn't quite like that. The internet can be controlled. And
the internet, you generally have to seek out what you're looking for. It's very rare that you're just going to stumble across a signal on the internet like you can on radio. And I don't think that radio is on its last legs. I think that, even though it is having a tough time right now due to, and it's not just the pandemic or the government restrictions associated with it. This has been building for decades for talk radio. In the 1990s, they had what they called consolidation happen in the business. And what had happened then was the FCC under, I don't know if it was Clinton or where it was, but at some point they changed the rules to allow one company to own more than X radio stations. I don't remember what the number was, but there was a very low limit on the number of stations that one company could own generally. And then they raised or eliminated that limit, and it made it so that these companies could buy up tons of radio stations. So companies,
and that's what they did.
And that's what they did.
Cumulus and iHeartMedia took out enormous numbers of loans.
Right. So they bought a bunch of these mom-and-pop radio stations up and then got all this debt. And then what happened in the
the next decade, so not long after, in the next decade in the aughts, well, guess what? The internet came along with this unexpected competition to radio. I mean, some of us could see it coming, but the radio business certainly didn't. And so then all of a sudden these radio stations had unlimited competitors on various different internet platforms. And now as a result of that, the price of radio stations started going down. And so they poured all this money into these stations. And then when they tried to sell them later on, they could only sell them at fractions of what they had originally paid for them. So they've been upside down on these radio stations for decades. Radio Disney went under a few years ago and literally sold their stations off for fractions of what they paid for them.
Sounds like Bezos or Zuckerberg or, you know, any of those guys could just buy up all the radio, too, just like did the newspapers.
Well, I mean, they haven't done that yet, and if they did try
to... Yeah, but I'm saying is if you can buy it for a song, ever existed on this planet...
Well, but the economics, though, are that if you start going around trying to buy all the radio stations, then all of a sudden the prices are going to go up. So that wouldn't be a smart move to make in that particular case.
I hope you're right, because that's how they get there. See, those newspapers, they don't really care if those newspapers make money. Those newspapers are just their voice.
Propaganda, yeah.
And our Republican, thank you so much for the call. I tend to agree with you, Ian. I don't think talk radio or radio in general is going to die, but it's going to have to evolve in some ways.
Well, it did warm my heart when I learned that Bonnie, who is, you know, in her early 20s, actually has listened to the radio.
Okay, that is good.
That was a surprise to me when I found out that not only has she listened to broadcast radio, but has actually listened to AM radio.
Oh, are you talking about Coast to Coast?
Whatever it was, yeah. Coast to coast. But the point is, like, generally you don't consider young people to be radio listeners. And I think that's probably true generally. I mean, do a lot of your friends, do they actually listen to the radio?
I don't know anybody that listens to the radio.
Yeah.
Even for music.
We all connect our phones via Bluetooth to our stereo and we stream music from Spotify.
Right. Yeah, I think the least relevant radio out there is music radio. I mean, why would anyone listen to it anymore? There's... What can you get from music radio that you can't get online from a zillion different locations? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that they have is some program director who picks the songs for you. And if that's what you want to do, there are people online that do that as well.
Right? I mean, there's also features on Spotify where they create a new playlist for you every single day with some artists you like,
they
different
think
songs
you're
by those artists,
yeah.
And artists you may never have heard of.
I love that. I use Apple Music, but I love that on Apple Music because sometimes I just can't remember songs that I like, and also it just shows you new music that you like.
Yeah, so there's a discovery factor there, and of course, then all you have to do to find out what the song is actually look at your device. So, I mean, music radio... It doesn't have, I don't think, the staying power that talk does, even though this article thinks talk is on the way out. I think it's just in the process of changing.
Well, as Mark mentioned, with talk radio, you hear something different every single day. I mean, there's no doubt about it. When I drive here, I listen to the same 200 songs all the time. With talk radio, it's always different. 603-283-6160.
The Free State Project has reached its goal of 20,000 liberty lovers who've pledged to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Perhaps you're trying to figure out what part of New Hampshire should be your destination. If so, consider Keene. You'll find more than 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com. Keene is famous for its historic, publicity-generating activism, as well as being the liberty media capital of the world. It's home to freekeene.com, New Hampshire's destination for liberty activism, news, and opinion. For years, we've been compiling over 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com, where you'll learn about some of what's happening here and what makes Keene a great place to live. If you love liberty, you'll probably enjoy anywhere you end up in the Shire. But do your due diligence first. Please visit move.freekeene.com for the full list of over 150 reasons to move to Keene. That's move.freekeene.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first day of President Trump's impeachment trial saw arguments over the constitutionality of the proceedings. Trump defense lawyer David Schoen called the trial a political move fueled by hatred of a former president.
This is a process fueled irresponsibly by base hatred by these House managers and those who gave them their charge, and they are willing to sacrifice our national character to advance their hatred and their fear that one day they might not be the party in power.
Lead House impeachment manager Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland argued that the Senate could not allow a president to call for political violence against American institutions.
We cannot have presidents inciting and mobilizing mob violence against our government and our institutions because they refuse to accept the will of the people under the Constitution of the United States.
The day ended with a 56-44 vote declaring that the former president is subject to the jurisdiction of the Senate. This is USA Radio News. Community health centers will begin to get doses of coronavirus vaccine, the White House announced on Tuesday. The 1 million doses being sent to those centers are part of the 11 million doses being sent out over the last week, as CVS and Walgreens pharmacies begin to administer shots later this week. Johnson & Johnson CEO Alex Gorsky believes a trip to the pharmacy for a COVID shot may be a thing for several more years. He tells CNBC that a yearly vaccine, much like the flu shot, may be necessary.
I think most people feel that this will be something where likely for the next several years, we'll be getting a COVID-19 shot just like we would a flu shot. Now, exactly what that shot's going to be comprised of, I don't think we know today. But I think we could all imagine a future where we're living with this, but where we can keep the science, at pace with the virus. So we can keep on living our lives.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, Talk Radio, you control. 603-283-6160 is the call-in number. Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160 with you tonight. It's Aria,
Bonnie,
and Ian.
And we've been here on Talk Radio talking about the decline of Talk Radio. Ian, as you mentioned earlier, it points out that, you know, all of these forces are now converging on conventional media, and they push the two biggest station owners, iHeartMedia and Cumulus Media, to file for bankruptcy court protection in 2017 and 2018, respectively.
Mm-hmm. These were the economic circumstances prior to the COVID restrictions.
Yes. And COVID just has exacerbated the situation, it would seem, because it suddenly has. Advertisers, you know, dried up. Everyone's shopping online.
Yeah, the local newspaper here in Keene, New Hampshire, which has been around since the 1700s. It's the late 1700s. But
yeah, but still.
It's the oldest newspaper in New Hampshire, from what I understand. So they've been around long enough. They've got their building paid for, right? Like, they must own the building by now. There's no more building. So, they don't probably have the biggest overhead as far as some newspapers. They're not renting fancy facilities in, you know, New York City.
Sure.
So they were begging for donations.
Yep.
To stay in business because they had no advertisers anymore, and they obviously wanted to continue operating. So they asked for donations from the community, and they got it. They got over $40,000 in donations on the first run-through that I saw them doing. I don't know if they did a subsequent one, but, you know, good for them.
So are they still in business?
They are.
Let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, under the heading of Cell 411, I got a question on that. But combining some elements that you said in your program tonight, you're talking about, was it Ammon Bundy and some... protest to salvation activities that were going on with that. And I want to draw on something I said on your program multiple times in the past, is that the only thing stopping the people from having the government they deserve, as opposed to the government that's being forced on them, is that that thin blue line, guys out there, you people that call yourself the thin blue line. You could be working for us, for the people, but instead you're protecting the power hungry, money hungry, oppressive government. And if you, what you should do is turn your line around, opposing them and fighting for us. And that's what you need to do. And just remember, guys, that when the people finally get control of this, you had better have turned around by then, because if you haven't, you're gonna get taken down, and it ain't gonna be fun for you.
It's tough, and, though. I mean, to so be in that position for somebody who, it might be a police officer who actually doesn't want to go along with all this tyranny. You know, how do you flip if you feel like every other officer is going to be against you? You know, then you just know you're going to end up in a prison cell for doing that. So that's not going to. A lot of these guys have families that they take care of, and at the end of the day, it's the state that cuts that check, and they're not going to feel like they've got a check coming in from just average people. Even though I think some people would step up to support them if they made the flip, if they flipped to actually supporting freedom and turning against the state, and like went and arrested politicians or something like that.
Well,
I mean, I'd donate to that.
At least you need to begin preparing them mentally to think about it. Mm-hmm. That it, at the very least, they'll keep it to themselves, and when they see the tide is turning,
until the
they'll
time
be prepared
is right.
to flip at that last moment and turn on the oppressor. Mm-hmm. But remember, there's already sheriffs out there, deputies out there all around the country that are already stating publicly that, hey, we're not going to follow. You know, the feds are the federal police are being forced to enforce these various dictates, and the local police, especially in the form of the county sheriffs, because the sheriffs are elected and they can't be fired by the governor or whomever, like the state police can, they're already saying, hey, you know, don't come around here because you're not welcome here, and we're going to oppose you, right up to the point where there are many counties that says, where the sheriff has said, we're going to deputize every damn citizen in this entire county and arm them all if you try to come in here and boss us around. And that's what needs to be followed through on. And your cell 411, you know, keep us posted when that is active and be able to be used, because what we need is more of those gatherings. Like you had one family and one infant in question, and I don't know how many people had showed up at that, but that's what we need, is a cell 411 to put out an alert. And then if there are half a dozen or a dozen government officials oppressing a couple citizens, then 100 of us show up and outnumber them. And then when they
Thank you, David. No, I did that on purpose. I mean, he's basically describing the whole reason cell 411 was invented in the first place.
Yeah, and he's right on. I mean, he was on a roll there, but I agree with what he's saying. I mean, that we've seen the numbers work in our favor, and
yes.
Numbers always work in your favor.
And that's why I think that just a couple cops here and there turning on the government and just staying cops and deciding to do what's right isn't really, like, that's just like a government solution. Like, there are plenty of other jobs. They should just quit and not be cops.
I would agree. Quit and become like a private security worker or something.
Sure. Look at the Threat Defense Center, I believe is what it's called, in Detroit, for a great example of a privately run defense organization that you can hire to patrol your neighborhood, to give you self-defense classes, to do 24/7 security. They've got different levels of service that they offer the people of Detroit that they serve, and they've been doing it for several years now, at least, maybe most of the last decade. I'm not sure when they were founded, but Garrett Ian from FreeKeen.com went out there and actually met the owner of Threat Defense Center. I believe he came to, I don't know if it was like Porkfest or Liberty Forum one year or something like that, but I don't know how libertarian the guy is, but he's competing with the police.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
I hope he's being successful, but I mean, as...
They're still in business.
As peoplesrights.org and as Cell411 have pointed out, you know, what we do need is a large number of people, a glorified, technologically capable neighborhood watch. It isn't about snitching to the police when something happens. It's about helping one another when someone needs it. It's about, instead of going to the thugs, we just give each other a helping hand. And it's a wonderful thing, and Amon Bundy has proved that it works. Go ahead.
And it's definitely a solution for when the police are the ones oppressing you. You obviously can't go to them.
Yeah, ideally you could go to the sheriff, but that's never how it actually works out.
I apologize. It's Threat Management Center, not Threat Defense Center, in case people are out there looking for it in Detroit.
Threat Management Center?
Threat Management Center.
Very cool.
Check them out.
So the financial pressures on Cumulus and iHeart make them unlikely to invest in the one thing that might save political talk radio, local personalities.
Mm.
I tend to agree. I think the best thing they could do to save talk radio would be to actually stop censoring people, to actually create a platform that is known for being friendly to free speech and letting people speak their actual opinions.
We do that here.
We do, but we're one of the only ones who do. I mean, and we're not run by Cumulus and iHeartMedia recently.
Hold on. I want to give credit where credit's due. We are heard on Cumulus and iHeartMedia stations.
Yes.
So, I mean, they're not the majority of the stations that we're heard on, but we are heard on several of them.
Sure.
So, you know, that's good.
We're not owned by them in the sense
that,
you know.
And thank goodness, because Cumulus was in the news recently for telling its talk show hosts that they were not allowed to say, stop the steal on the air.
Right.
And so that was like the first time in my history of working in radio where I've ever heard a corporation coming down and telling its talk show hosts that they cannot cover a certain subject. That's pretty scary stuff.
So it's been noted that sports talk radio has fared relatively well with hometown personalities yakking about local teams, but hiring local hosts is an expensive proposition.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rosenwald said AM radio is in imminent danger unless someone comes along to invest enough to enable it to become a local medium again.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could say I'm optimistic about the future of AM radio, but I can't. I mean, I love broadcast radio, and I hope that AM can stay relevant, but it's day by day it's getting harder and harder because, I mean, a lot of the younger listeners that do exist on radio are listening exclusively on FM, which is why I'm glad to see a lot of AM stations are now getting what they call FM translators. And so a lot of these AM talk signals are now being heard on FM. I think it's the most important thing.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever listened to an AM station in my life. Have you? 603-283-6160.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria,
Bonnie,
and Ian. 603-283-6160 is the call-in number if you want to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's been a great show. We've been talking about talk radio and how it's generally in a state of decline, but you think you have an idea of how it's going to adapt or evolve or what's going to happen next at the very least.
And I don't know. I mean, I've got some predictions, you know, let's call them somewhat educated guesses. I've been in the business for a couple of decades now, and I've paid attention to what's been going on. And the talk radio business and just radio in general has had a tough time over the last two decades since the internet became a competitor. You know, radio and broadcast television for a long time were the only game in town besides the newspaper.
Right.
Right? Like, if you wanted entertainment, that's where you went. And then, of course, cable came in the early 1980s and added more channels to the television experience. But for the longest time, radio didn't really have much in the way of competition. Satellite wasn't really a thing until the last 20 years, right? Internet radio started in the late 90s, but it really wasn't a thing until later in the aughts. And so what changed for radio was all this competition came in. They thought the government was going to protect them from competition. That's what the licensing process does, right? The government licensing process, whether we're talking about being a restaurant or whether it's, you know, whatever other government-licensed business, keeps competition out. And so radio, their big corporations thought they were just going to be able to rest easy, buy up a bunch of radio stations and just kick back and enjoy the money rolling in. But internet changed the game, and it made it so anybody with, you know, $5 a month could go and sign up at Live 365 or whatever. I heard they're still in business, but, you know, some website, and allow them to stream whatever music they wanted to whoever was willing to listen. And there are thousands of internet streaming channels out there. And I'm talking about before Pandora and before, you know, Spotify or whatever these, you know, Apple Music, these sort of on-demand services are out there. So there have been competition to radio now for 20 years that they didn't expect to happen, and paying licensing fees to the federal government isn't protecting them from it anymore. So ultimately, they're sort of stuck in a real difficult situation where the only thing that they can do, and this article did reference it, to stay relevant is to be local. Because that's the one thing they can do pretty well that, like, Apple Music can't do, right? Like, Apple Music is going to feed you music, but they're not going to be able to tell you what's going on in, you know, downtown fill-in-the-blank city. They're not going to be able to tell you where the concerts are back when we had concerts, or, you know, whatever things are happening.
How depressing, back when we had concerts.
Right. And maybe someday those things will happen again, hopefully. But the point being, it's something that radio could do, but because of all the consolidation that happened in the 1990s, where these big companies got bigger and bigger and bought up all these stations and subsequently went bankrupt, well, they can't do it because they don't have anyone left. I mean, they were already cutting jobs in markets all across the United States year after year just because they have all this debt. These companies have these debt loads, and they've got to cut their costs in order to, you know, deal with that. So they don't have anyone left. It's gotten so bad, like, I call radio stations for Free Talk Live, right, like during the day. And you've done some of this work with me, Aria, but yeah, calling radio stations, you talk to program directors, you pitch the show to, pitch Free Talk Live to them to get them to listen to it and consider it. Well, it's harder now than it's ever been to get somebody on the phone. And I'm just talking about as secretary. Like, calling up a radio station, one of these big corporate stations, probably 8 out of 10 times, there's no one answering. No one answering.
At all.
At all.
Now, I know a year ago, or maybe 2 years ago, I don't remember exactly when, it was possible to just about always reach a secretary.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't get the programming director nine times out of ten. Well, way less frequently than that.
That was a challenge back then. Now it's almost impossible.
So are they resorting to email now? I mean, it's even difficult to reach these people via email.
Yeah, a lot of them are working from home, and so email is going to reach them, but you don't get to, you know, it's not the same as getting somebody to pick up a phone, right?
Is there anything that can save this system then?
So I don't think that, you know, it's hard to say that a company like iHeartMedia or Cumulus has any kind of a bright future. I mean, they've already been bankrupt already, and so I don't know what the next, I don't understand bankruptcy law and what all the different sections are, sure, or whatever, but it's not good, right, when you go bankrupt. So that's probably a bad sign. I think what you're going to see is they're going to likely sell off a lot of their stations.
Okay.
And that will probably result in more mom-and-pop owners of radio stations again, and I think that'll be a good thing for local radio. I think that we may see radio have a comeback, possibly. You know, if you can pick up a radio station at, you know, 1/50th of what it would have cost you 20 years ago, maybe it's worth doing.
Sure.
You know, maybe at a low enough price, at a bottom of the barrel enough price, which is what we may see happen over the next couple of years, that we'll see some fresh ideas come into radio. This is optimism, honestly,
sure,
for the business. I think that's the only way it's ever going to become local and relevant again, is to actually have local owners come in and run this thing. And I think that you kind of will have to see that when these stations, or these big station groups, have to liquidate their stations.
Because that will be inevitable if they continue going bankrupt.
Right.
And I can't imagine. I tend to think you're correct. Mom and pop places, mom and pops rebuying these, mm-hmm, radio stations is really the only way to proceed forward. I would rather see younger people buying them, you know?
Yeah, and I don't think.
Putting their ideas into it.
And I don't think you're going to see the thing they were talking about earlier where you could just hire somebody to do a show. I don't think that's going to happen anymore. I think that if you want to be on the radio, you'll have to just do it like we did on Free Talk Live, where we worked for free. When we started the show, and this was, you know, 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago now, where we said, hey, look, just put us on the air. We'll do the show for free. We just want to be on the air.
Right.
And then,
that's what I would expect as well.
Yeah. There's no other way you're going to be able to do it. You will not have enough money coming into one of these operations to be able to hire staff. So you'll have to truly find the people that love the art of broadcasting, bring them on board, and then tell them, hey, if you can sell some ads, split it with the station, and then everybody's happy. That's the only way it's going to work.
That sounds plausible. I would love to see it.
I hope so.
Well, that's the end of that article, and there's not much left time to get into anything else of note. So I've got an article here from ABC News just highlighting how stupid people are. A Michigan man killed by a baby shower cannon because he was near the explosion. I don't know what's wrong with people between gender reveals burning thousands of acres of forests in California.
What is a baby shower cannon? Is this like a thing?
Yeah, it is a thing. It's like my friend just had one at her baby reveal. It's like a little thing with either blue or pink dust in it, and they'll like shoot it off at their gender reveal thing, and if it's blue dust, it's boy. But I didn't think they could kill people.
Well, don't stand in front of cannons. It's a bad plan. What did he do?
He was fatally injured when a cannon exploded in a backyard during a baby shower because he was within 15 feet of the device when the blast occurred. It doesn't say whether he was actually attending or whether he was next door, but if he was within 15 feet of it. I tend to think he was.
That is a huge explosion.
Have you seen this in action?
No, I'm just saying 15 feet is huge, but I have seen it.
Well, he wasn't hit by the explosion. He was killed by metal shrapnel.
My God, what did they load into this thing?
Let's see.
I mean, this doesn't sound like a little bit of glitter that's being shot into the air if there's actual shrapnel. Did the cannon itself explode?
Yes.
Oh, so something was wrong with the device itself.
It had been used frequently and hadn't been inspected or anything, so it just wore away over time.
Oh,
and
God.
Four or five people were in the backyard when the small cannon was fired, but this guy was standing about 10 to 15 feet away and was the only person struck by shrapnel. Three parked cars and the garage where the baby shower was being held were also struck. Oh, so no, he just happened to be in a backyard, presumably not fenced from the other property. The people who were there for the gender reveal also were not near the cannon. The cannon, fired by the homeowner as a family was celebrating a baby's pending arrival, was similar to a signal cannon, more commonly used as a novelty item, and that sounds like what you would have been referring to.
Is it like a handheld one? Because I just looked it up to try to show Ian, and they all looked handheld, like a Roman candle.
It doesn't say.
This doesn't sound like it could be handheld. If it's exploding with shrapnel that kills a man, I mean, that seems unlikely.
I know I'm laughing, and that's horrible, but
it's
just
horrifying.
The stupidity on display here. This guy bought the cannon at an auction and had fired it several times before. Mm. It's suspected that the shrapnel came from the cannon breaking apart during the explosion. It's designed to create a big flash, a loud noise, and create smoke. The cannon did not contain any projectiles, but it is suspected that the gunpowder loaded into the device caused the cannon to fracture, resulting in shrapnel being spread in the area.
So he bought a real cannon, like not the type that I was talking about at all, and just tried to put like some pink powder in it and killed someone.
That's pretty much what it sounds like, yeah. And no one at any point in any of this said, "Hey, dude, this seems like a bad idea. Can we not do this?" Well, it's been Free Talk Live. That's it for us this evening. But you can find us on the internet in the meantime at freetalklive.com or check us out on our new social media at social.freetalklive.com. Thanks for listening.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.